couple takeouts for you on the news this morning. Goldman Sachs released their first quarter earnings this morning, and they are a doozy. The bank pulled in $3.46 billion. That's up 91% from the same period last year. That enormous haul comes just days after the SEC announced it's bringing a civil suit against Goldman for bundling and selling mortgage-backed securities that were designed to fail. And it comes on the same day that Goldman has vowed it will fight these civil charges to the end. To give us details, we have Eve Smith with us, writer of the blog Naked Capitalism. She's also the author of Econed, How Unenlightened Self-Interest Undermined Democracy and Corrupted Capitalism. Eve Smith, that title of that book almost sounds like it could be also about what's going on with Goldman Sachs.
Well, it's funny. I mean, some of the things that I cover in the book actually do overlap with this current story. One of the discussions is about collateralized debt obligations and the role they played in pumping up the subprime crisis into a systemic crisis. The Goldman transactions are particularly troubling just because of the relationship that it implies that they had with clients. The fact that, you know, that they, it appears, if the SEC allegations hold, that they were working on behalf of short sellers and not making that clear to people who were on the long side of the deal, when most people would assume that Goldman was acting as an honest intermediary, just brokering prices, as opposed to actually being more in bed with one side of the trade than the other.
Well, you know, normally these kind of earnings, through almost $3.5 billion for one quarter, would be great news for a company, but in light of the bank bailouts and coming at the same time the SEC is filing charges against Goldman, you could say that that's kind of a PR disaster to show these kind of earnings when you're being charged with fraud. But to the banks, does Goldman Sachs really have to care what the general public thinks of them?
Well, it depends how far this all goes. I mean, you're right that as long as customers stick with Goldman, it can probably brush this off. The question is whether this SEC lawsuit winds up, you know, with the benefit of hindsight, being an isolated incident, or whether it's the leading edge of a much more serious set of charges to come. I mean, for example, a number of private parties are now looking much more seriously at suing Goldman and other Wall Street firms. AIG, for example, is apparently considering whether or not it should sue Goldman, and I'm sure other clients are considering that as well. On top of that, there are apparently moves coming up against Goldman on other fronts. Senator Carl Levin is apparently has some sort of bombshell announcement that he's planning on next week. You know, that his staff is apparently leaking to the media that there is, quote, another shoe to drop, end quote, on Goldman, although we don't know, you know, at this point what it involves.
And presumably all of these things going on are going to have some kind of influence on the debate over financial reform going on in Washington right now. We'll see where that leads. Eve Smith is the writer of the blog Naked Capitalism and author of Econed, How Unenlightened Self-Interest Undermined Democracy and Corrupted Capitalism.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.